His grin flashed as he watched his daughter reenacting something with big arm movements and enthusiastic spins. She was such a spitfire then, knew exactly what she wanted, and if I said no, she'd just figure out some sneaky way to get it. The very devil to parent, honestly. But I was so damn proud of her brain and her spunk, still am. He nodded firmly and took a big bite of his ice cream. You should be. She's grown into a remarkable young lady. I was so proud of her today with the way she handled herself. I like that she doesn't let anything stand in her way, and I think you've raised her to know what's right and, oh my gosh, what's wrong? The last was said in response to whatever face he was making due to the stabbing pain in his head. She grabbed his arm just as he gasped in agony. Brain freeze! Brain freeze! Ah! She burst into laughter and shook him a little. You scared me. Brain freeze, woman. This is pain. Ah! Still chuckling, she shook her head and held out her thumb. Here, try this. Press the ball of your thumb against the roof of your mouth hard. She demonstrated, like it's... Feeling like a fool, he did as she demonstrated, wincing at the thought of his sticking his thumb into his mouth like a toddler. But to his surprise, it worked, and the pressure caused the pain to dissipate. After a few moments, he took his finger out of his mouth and shook his head as he reached for his handkerchief to wipe it off. That was amazing. How do you know that? Shrugging, she smiled as she licked at her cone. He found himself entranced at the way her tongue glided across the ice cream, and he wondered, if he were to kiss her at that moment, if she'd taste like chocolate. I grew up in a big family, and I'm pretty amazing. You really are, he whispered. When she glanced at him, he saw the blush climbing up her cheeks, and when he smiled, she focused on her ice cream once more. Pretty amazing, and didn't begin to cover it. She was remarkable. Clint didn't think he'd ever forget the way his heart had felt when Lacey had so boldly announced October was going to be her stepmother. It had been a sort of terror, mixed with a fierce joy, wrapped in a longing he was all too familiar with. Then October looked at him, panic in her eyes, and he couldn't let her deny it, not out loud, not to that principal. But he didn't want her to think he expected Lacey's words to come true or anything. On the other hand, that kiss had been, boy howdy, that had been one hell of a kiss, and he wanted another, no matter how unworthy he was for a woman like October.